This is the Convene podcast. My name is Magdalena Atanasova, digital media editor of Convene. When she was diagnosed with ALS, Brooke Eby turned to social media and humor to bring awareness and research funding to the disease. Her employer gave her a much bigger platform, including the Dreamforce conference stage, to share her message. Brooke Eby's inspiring ALS journey, leveraging social media, humor, events, and company support. Written and read by Barbara Palmer, Deputy Editor of Convene.
After Brooke Eby was diagnosed in March of 2022 with ALS, a terminal disease for which there currently is no cure, the then 33-year-old spent a few weeks crying, Eby said in an Instagram video, and eating party-sized bags of M&Ms. But a switch flipped after Eby, who was using a walker, hobbled, her words, in as a bridesmaid to her friend's wedding. She panicked, she recalled, at the thought of what everyone was thinking of her. But encouraged by friends, by the end of the evening, she was giving other guests rides on her walker all over the dance floor. It was a huge mental shift, Eby said. I thought that if we can laugh about it here, then maybe I can be comfortable enough to get before more people and share my story about what I'm going through on social media. She wanted to talk to a wide audience about the disease, Eby told Convene, because I don't think enough people know about ALS, especially the fact that it can affect a younger person. That was news to me when I got diagnosed, she said. The nervous system disease, which weakens muscles and has an impact on physical function, isn't as rare as people may think. It affects approximately 1 in 300 people in the United States, and it isn't always genetic, said Eby, who is a partnership principal at Salesforce. No one in my family has it. It struck out of the blue for me, she said. She decided to start sharing, she said, in the hope that people were interested in learning more and, ideally, that I become involved as some sort of advocate. To say that she succeeded in that would be an understatement, since shortly after her diagnosis, Eby has posted hundreds of videos on Instagram and TikTok, sharing the details of her life as she navigates the disease. She infuses even the most difficult or potentially embarrassing topics with candor and great humor. She answers questions about relationships, takes viewers behind the scenes on doctor visits and business trips, and interviews her family and friends, sometimes wielding a lighter as a microphone. Eby also talks about ALS while putting on her makeup, a decision that was driven not because she wants to do makeup tutorials, she said, but by the fact that it often is the only time she can find to create content. Eby essentially works two jobs, for Salesforce by day and after hours, creating and posting content about her life with ALS. She also educates audiences about ALS in dozens of media and podcast interviews. Eby often is asked, she said, why she's continued to work for Salesforce after her diagnosis. The average length of time that people with ALS live after their diagnosis is 2 to 5 years. One answer, Eby said, is that while the disease progresses rapidly in some people, there are others, like physicist Stephen Hawking, who lived for decades with the disease. Eby went from using a walker to a wheelchair in the year following her diagnosis, but so far, the disease is limited to her legs, she said. Another answer is that as a remote worker for Salesforce, her job is additive to her life, she told Convene, allowing her not only to continue to lead a normal life, but to greatly increase the visibility and impact of her advocacy for ALS research. Her professional and personal lives began to come together in 2023 after members of her team noticed the video she posted daily to raise money during ALS Awareness Month last May. Colleagues came to her saying that they wanted to support her efforts, Ebi said. And not long after, a PowerPoint slide presentation popped up during a team meeting introducing the Levity Project, a fundraising initiative that allowed employees to log hours of movement in exchange for company donations. That same month, a producer for NBC's Today Show also noticed her social media post, and Ebi later made an appearance on the program, where she talked about her desire to use humor to connect with people. Levity, she told co-anchor Savannah Guthrie, is my superpower. At Salesforce, the launch of the Levity Project was really when our executive team started taking notice, Ebi said. She was invited to speak last summer about ALS and her life at an internal company meeting that gathered 600 top Salesforce executives in person and was streamed to 70,000 more employees online. She was interviewed for 20 minutes at the meeting, which, she said, was terrifying because I was sitting literally right in front of our CEO and company co-founders. But by the end of the interview, the executives in the room had pledged $500,000 for ALS research by way of text to one another. In September, Ebi returned to the stage at Salesforce's Dreamforce conference, where she talked about living and working with ALS with broadcast journalist Soledad O'Brien. And more recently, Ebi was featured on Salesforce's company social media accounts during Giving Tuesday, where, from her kitchen, she talked about the ALS Association, which funds patient care and research. Ebi's willingness to share the reality of her life with ALS, combined with Salesforce's size and its commitment, have helped her to raise nearly $1 million for ALS research. The disease has forced her to adjust a lot of her life. But luckily, she said, Salesforce has adjusted with me, she told O'Brien at Dreamforce. And, as she told Convene, Salesforce not only supports me as an employee, but they're giving me a platform to speak to a huge audience and to raise a ton of money that I'd never be able to raise without an ecosystem like this. I'm getting access to people who can really make a difference, who can spread the word more than some girl living in Maryland. Convene also talked with Elle Pratouche, a talent manager who represents deaf and disabled clients for the social media company Waylar. Most of Pratouche's clients, including Brooke Ebi, use social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok to tell their stories, said Pratouche, who is disabled. A lot of the folks that we work with have a really strong voice, she said. They have a really good idea about what they want to say. Among the services she provides to clients is insight on social media algorithms, which are ever-changing, Pratouche said. We're constantly learning and adapting, and I think that's where disabled people have a huge leg up. We've always been adapting to everything. Everything. So learning and adapting is part of our repertoire.
If you enjoyed this episode, do give us a 5-star review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time.